We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grill Mate Seasoning.
Arrow for two. Mr. Lee's in shock, Scott.
I'm in shock.
I don't understand what we're doing today. I really don't. I don't understand all the pick and rolls and all the slow isolations. I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
I don't think anybody gets it, Scal. Very confusing last night. The Celtics really get handled by the Miami Heat. They fall 111-101, 23 three-pointers for Miami last night's franchise record. Without Jimmy Butler, without Terry Rozier, after the Celtics mostly took it to them in game one, at least before Eric Spoelstra put out the code red at the end of game one. How big of an impact did that have? How concerned are you about the Celtics losing home court advantage? Miami now has it. In this first-round matchup with the eight-seeded Miami Heat, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. It's the final hour of Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We'll still take your thoughts on the NFL draft tonight. What are the Patriots doing at three? Should they move back? Why are they entertaining offers? Isn't Drake May obviously the guy? 617-779-7937. Again, full draft coverage tonight with Rich Keefe, Andy Hart, Fitzy, and Scheim. It's 2 hours, 56 minutes. And 56 seconds, 55, 54, 53 away from the Patriots. Well, from the draft starting. Actually, the Patriots will be on the clock later than that. So we'll continue to mix in your thoughts there. On the Celtics quickly, because we have a short show today. Red Sox lost earlier today, 6-4 in Cleveland. Just an opportunity to react here quickly. How concerned should we be after that game?
I think you should actually be concerned about who this team is at this point, because this team was not tested a whole lot during the regular season. And look, I still think that they should go back to the finals. I'm not threatened by Miami, but I am still feeling a little bit worried about who this team is when they're not front runners and when they have to scrap and fight a little bit and when they have to adjust mid-game. To me, that's the biggest thing. Look, what Miami was doing out there on the perimeter, they started it in the first quarter. Eric Spoelstra came in with an excellent game plan where he's setting up these screens for Tyler Hero, and then when that doesn't work and the Celtics are all getting all pissed off because they think Bam Adebayo's setting moving screens, whatever, the ref's not calling it, they're getting pissed off. And then guess what? When they actually go and try to overcorrect to Hero, they just swing it over to Caleb Martin or anybody else who's open because the team has shooters. Like, it's not like this is a historically incredible three-point shooting Miami Heat team. You just didn't adjust at any point in the game.
So you blame Mazzulla?
I do blame Mazzulla partly, but I don't want to excuse what was going on with Porzingis.
Yeah.
The no-show by Drew Holiday. Like, for the most part, Jaylen was fine. Tatum was mostly fine.
Oh, I
but
disagree.
Overall, like, the total lack of adjustment, reaction time, everything on defense was embarrassing because it's your home floor. You were 14, 15 point like favorites. It's so disappointing.
It's pathetic. It was pathetic. And I don't blame Mazzulla. I'll blame Mazzulla. That was an effort thing. There was zero, they gave zero effort. They thought they could roll the basketballs out there and beat Miami. They don't have Jimmy Butler. We were up 30, whatever in game one. We can just show up and beat Miami. And they thought this before. I got plenty of phone calls. I remember specifically, we were at the BetMGM sportsbook on the first day of the NCAA tournament. They had just blown a giant lead against Milwaukee without Giannis. They won the game. Oh, who cares? It won't matter in the postseason. This won't come back to bite them. They blew other leads against teams missing players. They did it against Cleveland without, was it Mitchell? And they lost Mobley in game. They've done it other times. And people said, oh, it won't matter. It's not a concern come the postseason. No, no, no. This is that exact scenario. Miami doesn't have their best player. Throw Rozier on top of it as well. And the Celtics thought they could just show up and beat them. And they can't. They got into bad habits late in the year. Now, look, they should beat Miami. But long term, will it catch up to them somewhere? It might. And last night was pathetic. I don't want to say none. Mazzulla can adjust, and he got out-coached by Spoelstra. Fine, he's going to get out-coached by Spoelstra. He's not as good of a coach. That was about effort. They had no effort last night.
Yeah, and it really goes back to something that's been bothering me all season with this team. Whenever they lost a game, you get that stupid wake-up call bullcrap that they all love to talk about. That Porzingis,
it's so true.
Porzingis is the worst, and he had a terrible game. He was scary bad last night.
Soft.
Like, Porzingis, I'm scared of how bad he looked.
Soft.
That's terrifying. If that's what he's going to give you, like, that's really, really terrifying.
Yeah, you're like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
I didn't know that the floor went this low.
He was garbage, and Holiday sucked too, but that's why I hate on all that wake-up call crap. Oh, man, we got punched in the mouth. Oh, it was good for us to lose this game. Oh, I'm so glad we lost this game. That really made us focus. All right, great. And now you're just going to be doing it in the playoffs, too. These games that you love losing. And, oh, what a great wake-up call. Well, there's your wake-up call. Now you don't have home court advantage anymore, and you can barely crack 100 points against a team that doesn't have their best player. Like, that's infuriating. And I don't think that Tatum had a great game either, but he had 28 points. Jaylen Brown had 33 points, and you lost by double freaking digits.
Good like, loss that, for us.
That's pathetic. You're right, Jones. That is a pathetic showing for that team.
But here's the thing. Like, they chose the option of letting Tatum and Brown do what, quite frankly, comes most naturally to them, which is slow-ass iso ball. Like, they settled for the 2 points when they were raining historical amount of threes on the other side. Tatum and Brown.
Those two guys.
No, I'm saying exactly.
Yeah, I blame
and
them.
So
I don't blame Mazzulla.
At some point, it's like, okay, I know that you take the stance of Tatum and Brown run the entire show, and so whatever they're going to do
the
is
NBA,
whatever they're
they
going to do. Well, no, that's where the coach needs to step in and say, we need to move the ball around the perimeter, do back to them what they're doing to us on the other side and actually swing it instead of trying to take. I think Joe Mazzulla stands on the side and he goes, Jason Tatum's so awesome. Look at the matchup Jason Tatum has against this Heat player who I think is pretty crappy compared
to Jason Tatum. You know what happens?
And it didn't work, Jones.
Okay, but you know what happens if he says, Jason, let's move the ball? They start tuning him out and they get him fired.
Jalen Brown's doing that already. Listen to him post-game.
So I was going to say this. So I hated this answer from Jalen. Let's hear this after the game. He blames the coach, too.
What is it about this team being able to hit so many three-pointers against you guys?
I think they're well coached. I mean, I think that's credit to the coaching staff and organization. They put together a good game plan for them, and they feel confident, and they come out and execute it. I think that's what, you know, they do, you know. And tonight was an example of that, you know. I just thought they made, you know, a lot of shots that we normally will feel comfortable with, but it's the playoffs. It is what it is. You got to adjust, and we got to play ball. So we got to respond.
Okay. Like, I don't care what Spoelstra comes up with for a game plan. There should be no game plan with the Heat's lack of talent without Jimmy Butler that matches up with the Celtics. It's about the players. Last night had nothing, in my estimation, nothing to do with coaching.
Oh, and
Jalen can throw the coach under the bus all he wants because he doesn't want to take responsibility. It's on the players.
I agree that a huge part of it is on the players. But to stand there and look at the way that they didn't adjust in the second quarter, they didn't adjust in the third quarter, they didn't adjust in the fourth quarter. Like, I look at that, nothing changed. They let them go out and play the worst version of Celtics offense. Like, it looked like the worst version of those Udoka offenses
when the
team was all focused on defense.
I don't think that was scheme. I think it was effort.
They took what the Heat gave them, which was driving in and playing slow-ass iso ball.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't work. I get, like, Porzingis, Drew Holiday both really looked out of sorts. I think that was part of what the stupid Heat zone was doing, too, taking them out of rhythm. But it's like, okay, so then don't have a coach on the sidelines if you're just going to let that happen.
Yeah, Heat shot 23 wide-open threes.
Yeah.
23. Keith Smith did the breakdown. 15 of 23 wide-open, 6 of 14 with a 4-to-6-foot window, and 1 for 5 from a tight window. Very tight. They were 1 for 1.
Yeah.
23
yeah.
of 43 all around. That's 50.
That scheme?
23 wide-open threes.
I know the numbers. That scheme or that's effort?
That's effort.
That's Thank effort.
100%.
That's also effort. Reaction, though. Like, a lot of those are coming off of these dumb screens where then somebody slides over and they overcorrect and someone swings it to the corner. And Caleb Martin is there acting like Caleb Martin from the Eastern Conference Finals.
Caleb Durant.
Don't shake your head. You know that that's what happened.
Okay, but I'm not going to blame the coach for that.
You can blame everyone, Jones.
I'm not blaming the coach for that.
Why don't you want to blame Mazzulla for that?
It's not that I don't want to blame him. It's that he's an easy punching bag. And that's what Jaylen Brown is doing, and I don't like it. Because you guys are the ones who went out and loafed around and thought you could just show up and beat the Heat. And you can't. I don't think that's about scheme.
I don't think it's fair to excuse the lack of adjustments in game either.
They didn't adjust. But guess what? No scheme should lose to that Miami team. With that lack of talent, no scheme should lose to that team. That's about effort and playing down to the level of competition. That's how they blow giant leads against Milwaukee and almost lose without Giannis. That's how they lose to the Cavs when they didn't have Donovan Mitchell and lost Evan Mobley in game. I know there's another game I'm forgetting where they lost to a team without their superstar.
They lost to the Lakers in Boston without Anthony Davis and LeBron.
Was
that scheme? They got killed in that game.
Like, they've lost to all these teams.
That scheme?
They have this in them, of course.
That's about the players to me.
Tatum's not good.
Carl is in Chicago.
Stop it.
Yeah, I thought I was helping.
Mego, you're leading the charge on that. Carl, go ahead on the draft.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I want to strongly advise you guys to stay away from North Carolina players. They're not really trustworthy right off the bat. Javonte Williams has stunk. Michael Carter's not even in the league anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. Trubisky was bad. How about Julius Peppers? He's pretty good.
Julius Peppers was okay, but he's different because his last name is named after a food.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
I've heard the Mitch Trubisky one before. I hadn't heard it about all North Carolina players.
Look at that. He's silenced.
That's a new one.
Face.
Look, if you want to say you're afraid of taking a quarterback because Trubisky didn't work out from the same school, that's fine. But, you know, there's a long list of you wouldn't have taken C.J. Stroud last year because Ohio State quarterbacks generally suck in the NFL.
When Carl first called in, I thought he was using one of those voice disguisers. I was like, oh, my God, it's someone from Washington.
If you never wanted to take an Oregon quarterback, I wouldn't have blamed you. You would have missed out on Justin Herbert. So I think that's bad logic, but if that's your logic, go ahead. Harrison's in Seacon. Hello, Harrison.
Hi, Harrison.
Hey, how's it going? So Hi. You all played yesterday that J.J. McCarthy, when he was talking about the Patriots and if he were drafted there.
Yep.
Oh, my God, did I hate that so much. I do not want to see him here in the Patriots uniform because – how do you go from being, you know, not carrying a team, and now you're going to come to the Patriots where you're going to have to carry the team with not much around you? I do not want to see him drafted, especially if he has to sit here at three.
Yeah, I don't want him based on his play. I didn't like him sucking up to Robert Kraft. What do you think of the theory? And you can brush it aside if you want, but Jeremy Fowler, who we've had on the show, and Pete Schrager both pushed it forward yesterday. We played the Schrager audio on the show. Fowler wrote it on ESPN. The idea that Brady could reach out to Kraft and say, take J.J. McCarthy.
I hate that because I think then Kraft would turn to Wolf or whoever and be like, we got to do it.
Go make the pick.
Brady's the only one who's always come through.
So you don't completely dismiss that. You think there's potential that's in play.
I mean, do I dismiss that it's happening? I don't think that. Why would Brady do that? Like, what
I don't know.
That?
Why would Pete Schrager and Jeremy Fowler both report it?
I don't know. Maybe it's coming from J.J.'s camp.
I mean, like, I don't know. Those
J.J. took a selfie with Tom Brady at a party and
they
didn't post
it. Those are plugged in reporters.
I know.
So I don't know why that's coming. That's not me. I did hot take that in real time. Arcan knows this.
Yeah.
That was like hot take throwaway take by me. But then it turns out,
and
you think about it for a little, and
actual
like,
plugged in reporters
like,
pushed that forward yesterday.
Can I simultaneously say that I don't brush it aside, but I don't think it's going to happen? Like, I don't think it's going to determine the pick, but I don't say it's not going to determine the pick.
Well, earlier you said J.J. McCarthy 0% would go three.
Yeah, I think they would trade down and take J.J. McCarthy is what I'm saying. Why are you looking at me like that? J.J. McCarthy is not going at three.
I think they will
trade back if they think that they can get J.J. if they are going to settle for J.J. McCarthy.
They're going to big brain it.
They are.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Bunch of you waiting patiently on the Celtics. Plenty of draft talk as well with the draft creeping up. Less than 3 hours away. Keith and Hart and Fitzy and Scheim have full coverage here tonight. Arcan with all the latest in trending. And then let's get to the Bruins. We haven't talked about them yet. They win last night. What's the plan in net? And in Toronto, they are so pissed at Marchand. It's awesome. We'll get to it right after trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.